G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of Saturday, March 10. I'm John Barker, joining me once again, Carl Diorio. Well, Carl, what an action-packed weekend we have in front of us. We've got dual Group 1 cards at both Flemington and Randwick, and we've got Black Opal Day on Sunday, we've got Adelaide Cup Day on Monday, Newcastle Newmarket on Friday, so shapes as a big, long weekend of punting, and you'll need to be armed with your winning post.
Yeah, that's right. Plenty of dual acceptors as well, so pay attention to the daily scratching services to make sure you know where each horse is running. Great meeting at Flemington, and that Newmarket handicap, it's really an open race.
Certainly is, and we will start at Flemington. Super Saturday there, highlighted of course by the Newmarket as you mentioned, and also the Australian Cup, but we'll take you right through the black type starting in race 4, MSS Security Sires Produce Stakes, 1400 for the 3 year olds at set weights.
Like number 5, Severate on top, I think he's always shaped as the sort of horse that would be suited over at 1400 metres. He ran well behind Written By in the Blue Diamond Colts and Geldings Prelude last time. Look for him to get back and really hit the line strongly over the 1400 around Flemington. Sanctimonious, the danger number 2, is another that will thrive over the 1400 metres. A good last start second in Sydney in that Inglis Classic. Third number 14, Nassim. This filly has been kind of touted as one of the better fillies in the Hayes stable. Just wasn't completely convinced that 1400 would be to her liking as opposed to the others. And for fourth, number 6, Tin Hat.
Yeah, well, I went for Tin Hat, who was beaten by one of the other runners here in Outrageous a couple of starts ago at Newcastle, but then went right on with it at Ballarat. I thought would be the one who would really benefit, being by helmet from Alon Romare to from stepping up to 1400. For second, I've got Sanctimonious, number 2. For third, number 5, Severate. And for fourth, number 3 of the previously mentioned Outrageous. Race 5, Group 2 TAB CUNY Stakes over 1400 for 3-year-old fillies. They've all got 55.5.
Mizuma on top for me, number 9. This horse caught the eye with 2 good wins on the Victorian Provincial Circuit, then smashed the line, at Sandown Hillside around that Christmas New Year period. We didn't see her until mid-February when she was fifth behind Summer Sham. Summer Sham led, dictated, and Mizuma got back and found the line, and again against the tempo was doing her best work late last time at Mooney Valley. The rise to 1400 in Flemington is ideal. Siani is for second, an impressive first up winner who again found the line quite nicely in the Typhoon Tracy. 1400 metres, some may query whether she'll be as dynamic over that distance, but I think it probably suits. For third, number 4, Counterplay, just unsuited by the tempo, and third up is at peak fitness on the weekend. And then for fourth, number 3, Summer Sham.
8, Shock Aura for me, just going with the Vanity form. The two who finished in front of her, and she was a fast finishing third in the Vanity, the two who finished in front of her have since both placed in Group 1 races. For second, number 2, Siani. Third, number 3, the unbeaten Summer Sham. And for fourth, number 1, well into the ratings on the level weights, is Bella Martini, 8-2-3-1. Race 6, first of the Group 1s, Lexus Newmarket Handicap over 1,200 metres. We've got Redcourt Warrior, the defending champion, has 57.5. Brave Smash, dropping in distance from 1,400 metres, has 56.5. The rest of them are all 52.5 or below, which is the sort of weight that they do win this race with in recent times.
Yeah, and I'm with one of those lightweight chances. I've got Catchy on top, on the minimum with 50 kilos. Thought their Oakley Plate run was good after jumping slowly, made ground back towards the inside, which probably by that stage of the day wasn't the place to be. The Cornwall Stud Stakes run behind Merchant Navy, she was travelling just as well, if not better, when she hit a brick wall with about the 400 and went to the line untested. So I think the price discrepancy between her and Merchant Navy yet shouldn't exist, and I think she's a great each way better at the $11. Corey Parrish riding really well with the limited opportunities he is getting. So I've got him ahead of number 4, Rich Charm. Everyone saw His run first up in the Rubiton, he obviously drops down in weight off that run. Merchant Navy in for third. He finished ahead of Rich Charm in the Rubiton. I think he'll improve significantly fitness-wise. He didn't look fully wound up in that race, so I expect him to really tighten up off that run. And then for fourth, number seven, Throne'em, who's performed well twice at Weight for Age this campaign, and his 800-metre Flemington jump out last Friday morning was outstanding.
Yeah, I went with Merchant Navy. You did think that the first up run was excellent, and of course is already a winner in a championship race over 1200 here at Flemington, and with the 52 kilos just couldn't go past Merchant Navy. For second one of the other filly to Carl's, and that's number 14 Booker. For third, 12 Miss Rock, and for fourth, number one Redkirk Warrior, who of course last year broke a 100-year hoodoo by winning the Newmarket first up. Has to break another hoodoo now by being the defending champion. That goes back to Razor Sharp in 1983. And it's all about the weight, of course. My fun fact about the Newmarket was that before last year, and Redkirk Warrior winning it first up, the previous 11 had all run well in either the Oakley Plate or the Lightning Stakes, so which my selection is not in that category, of course, having come through the Rubiton. But if you want the identity of those, Redkirk Warrior is, of course, one of them, having won the Lightning. But if you want to get the rest of them, check out my story in Best Bets and Winning Post this week. Race 7 at Flemington on Saturday, Schweppervescence Trophy, better known as the Matron Stakes, 1,600 metres, fillies and mares, Group 3.
Samovar gets another opportunity to win. She was heavily backed first up in the mannerism, but Silent Edition defied the betting drift, got control of that race in front, got a picnic in the lead, and did enough to hold off the challenge of Samovar. So I've got Samovar on top up to the 1600 metres. Shillelagh in for second, obviously a Group 1 winner over this track and distance last spring, fitted for the two runs this campaign. For third, number 2, Montoya's Secret, also third up and done enough at both runs this prep. And for fourth, I'm putting in number 7, Mar Jones.
Yeah, Shillelagh for me, a little bit disappointing of the two runs this prep, especially. Yeah, first up gave it quite a decent chance at odds in the CF4, but wasn't really, ran on, but never certainly looked like a winning chance. And same again in the Futurity. So you would hope 1600 Flemington will spark something, but does have to give them all weight. Samovar for second, number 3. Jester Halo did run well in the OR as well, albeit only beat one home, but wasn't a bad run. That was two starts ago. Okay, last time. And Montoya's Secret for third. So my numbers 1, 3, 8, and 2. And the other big one, probably not the greatest Australian Cup of all time. It is race 8, the TAB Australian Cup. Group 1, worth $1.5 million, and is over 2,000 metres. Look, it's an interesting race, but Galo Chop will be and deserves to be a fairly firm favourite, and I think there's been Australian Cups in the past that Galo Chop wouldn't be a firm favourite for.
That's right. I mean, his CV on paper does look impressive. 12 wins from 25 starts. He's won, didn't he win the McKinnon a couple of years ago before he got injured? Then he's won the Caulfield Stakes. He's won the lead-ups into this Australian Cup. So his CV is incredibly good. But I think he'll be beaten on the weekend. I don't think he'll get it all his own way up on the speed as he has at his two runs this prep. Supply and Demand and a few other pacemakers in the race. So I've gone with the Taj Mahal on top. I think he improved with each outing last spring. He'll be fit enough for the 2,000 metres, I suspect, and Ben Malham seems to be the money rider for Lloyd Williams at the moment. So I've got him ahead of number 1, Hartnell, who won the CF4 first up and then wasn't disgraced chasing home Gallo Chop in that slow tempo in the Peter Young. For third, Single Gaze, she's so honest, she deserves to win a big one like one of these races. And then for fourth, number 4, Gallo Chop.
Yep, Single Gaze I am with, number 11, to beat 4, Gallo Chop. 3, Ambitious, on a bit of spec, the ex-Japanese horse, has beaten Kitasan Black, but this is a fair task, 2,000 metres first up, and for fourth, number 1, Hartnell. Race 9 is the Incognitus Stakes. I think it's the Moomba Plate, is what it's usually called. 3-year-olds, 1,100 metres. What do you like here, listed event?
No confidence. Number 7, She's So High. I think recent jump outs have been decent. Draws a good gate on the minimum weight. And D Oliver McPrice. McPrice stable is on fire at the moment. So maybe an H-way bet in the last from 3 Regimen. 6 Twilight Song, who won in good overall time at Sandown Lakeside last time, leading throughout. And for 4th, number 1, Prezzardo. But not a great deal of confidence.
Regimen for me, number 3, a little bit unlucky. Good run first up in the Typhoon Tracy to beat 5 Freeze Over, 6 Twilight Song, and 8 Vane Stream. Well, best and value bets, Carl. My best, race 6, number 11, Merchant Navy. And my value bet, race 8, number 11, Single Gaze in the two group ones.
Value bet, race 6, number 15, Catchy. And I think my best was the Taj Mahal, race 8, number 9.
Well, there you go. We're it's best versus value and value versus best. Mm. Play your multiples,
exactly.
Listeners. Randwick, as I mentioned, is the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday, and we're really starting to warm up. In fact, the entire card is black type, Carl.
Yep.
So we won't waste too much time on each race.
Not at all.
We do have two group ones to get to a bit later in the card. We'll start, though, with race 1, City Ford, Aspiration Quality. And this is a group 3 for fillies and mares over 1,600.
That's right. 6, the Pinnacle on top. Placed at both runs this campaign. Close-up defeats. Looks hard to beat from 3, Caravali. Nice first-up performance. 2, Perfect Rhyme. Improve over a bit of extra ground. And 5, Pioneering can run a place.
Race 2 at Randwick is the Tokyo City Kiba Fireball Stakes. 1,100 for 3-year-olds listed.
If I turn the page, I think Hootson's in that race, isn't she?
She is.
And I've marked her as an odds-on chance, but she's black odds, so I think she's a really good betting proposition if you like taking something short. Ahead of Jorda, who's trialled well leading into this first-up run, I'm excited, was a good first-up winner, and atoned for several luckless performances last campaign. And for fourth, number 5, Debonairly, she was a lot better than what we saw first up and might improve here.
Race 3 at Randwick on Saturday is the fillies lead up to the Golden Slipper, which is in a fortnight. So it's starting to get serious now. It's the Daily Telegraph Riesling or Riesling Stakes. I think that the original Riesling was probably meant to be called Riesling, but they just spelled it wrong. But this is, of course, for 2-year-old fillies over 1,200 metres. It is Group 2. It is an established slipper lead up.
And Esther Jarb is expected to win at $1.40, and I think she will. Good win on debut, leading throughout, and then beaten by the Magic Millions Classic winner in Sunlight. They really beat third easily in that race. And the third place getter was Gongs, who was just over 6¾ lengths away from Esther Jarb. So I've got Gongs in for second. Don't think she'll be turning the tables. For third, number 1, Outback Barbie, who trialled well behind Sunlight before the debut stakes win and then placed in the Magic Millions Classic. And for fourth, number 5, Pure Elation, who, I didn't mind that last start run, and that Blue Diamond Phillies Prelude form has come out strong since.
Well, the good news for Esther Jarb is that the favourites go very well in that race, or have been. The bad news for Performer, who's marked at odds on in race 4, the University of New South Wales Todman Stakes, which is the Colts and Geldings division, is but the favourites have got a horrible recent record in this race, and the average winners over this decade are paid $14.
Well, we got a $15 chance on top in Tchaikovsky, number 13, so we might be playing down the right line there. Debut effort behind Santos was all right, just took a sit and appeared reluctant to take runs inside runners. Trial World prior, so I've got it ahead of 2 Performer. 7 Plague Stone, forget the Blue Diamond run, scoped with Mucus, so we know he's better than that. We saw him runner up behind, written by the start prior. And F Troop, who demolished the field in the first 200 metres from that wide barrier. He draws barrier 2 and should give a good side up on the pace.
Race 5 at Royal Randwick on Saturday, Highland Race Colours Challenge Stakes, 1,000 metres, Group 2. Well, the Redzill bubble kind of burst, just nabbed, mind you. Did look home for all money in the Lightning. Should be winning this.
There was a good gap to third in the Lightning as well, so it took a bit of a freakish performance to beat him. I think he'll bounce back. 3 of his past 5 weight for age starts. He has won, and in the 2 defeats, including this race last year, he was beaten in nose. So he'll give you a great sight and deserves to be a short price favourite. Ahead of English, who won this race last year in beating Redzell, third, number 9, Vera Dean, and fourth, number 4, Takedown.
Oh, well, last week I was moaning about the Group 1 Surround Stakes. Now, this Canterbury Stakes, race 6, Bisley Workwear Canterbury Stakes, 1,300 weight for age, worth $500,000, is a Group 1, has been a Group 1 and has been won by good Group 1 horses in the past, but this is an average field. I know.
Great betting race, better than average field, yeah.
Yeah, Global Glamazon established. Group 1 mare, hasn't won at that level for a while. Happy Clapper. $5 for Happy Clapper, 7-year-old first up. Yeah, so, yeah, not the greatest field. But as you say, wide open.
Great betting race, even Clearly Innocent, the $4.60 favourite, coming off an unplaced, a luckless unplaced run, it must be said, at Group 3 level. I've gone with 8 Showtime. I think his first up run in the Express Ray, which, although it was at weight for age, was effectively a 3-year-old contest, was great. And then he went down swinging in the Futurity, beaten by the wide barrier, attempted to lead throughout and got nabbed the last 100. He'll maybe take control of this race a bit easier, provided Global Glamour doesn't attack him. And I think he'll win from 5 Fox Player, who was great first up in the Millie Fox. For third, number 1, Happy Clapper, and 2, Clearly Innocent, next best.
Now, race 7 at Randwick on Saturday is the main race. It is the $1 million Mostyn Copper Group Randwick Guineas, 1,600 metres for 3-year-olds. They're all males. They've all got 56.5.
Yeah, Kevin Tari's got the form on the board. Won both lead-up races, the Eskimo Prince and the Hobartville, and hard to go past him again in this race. Got him on top from 7 Peaceful State. Gallon in defeat, I thought, last Saturday in the Australian Guineas behind Grunt. For third, I'm putting in number 10, D'Argento, who ran the best closing splits of the Hobartville behind Kementari and finishing third. And then for fourth, I've put in the Kiwi Age of Fire, who was good dropping back in distance and conceding weight to the whole field last time at Matha Matha. 3-year-old form in New Zealand is very strong, and yeah, he might just get out to stupid odds, given I suppose maybe ignorance of his form lines.
Race 8 at Royal Randwick on Saturday, Schweppes Winona Girl Quality, 1,200 for mares 4 years old and up, Group 3.
Slowburn's been knocking on the door for quite some time to win a race, and she did so towards the end of last campaign with 2 good performances. Trial leading into this has been very good, cuddled to the line. Will go forward, I think, from the wide barrier, and it'd be hard to be the head of one Ravi, who's always proven in that fillies and mares level in this group company. Third, number 9, Sugar Bella, has that excellent winning record, 5 wins from 6 starts. This is her toughest test to date, first run in stakes class. And for fourth, number 10, Smart Amelia.
And finally at Randwick, race 9, Randwick City Stakes, 2,000 metre listed race.
Al Ward on top, number 8, unbeaten from 5 starts over 2,000 metres. Horribly unlucky first up, following on from his luckless first up run last campaign at Sandown. Got the stablemate Karzoff, number 10, in for second, who's also entered in for Brisbane. Wherever he runs, he'll be very competitive. Third, I'm putting in number 12, Emperor's Weight, and for fourth, number 7, Leopari.
And your best and value bets at Randwick?
Al Warden, the last. He's can't ignore that unbeaten record over the 2,000 metres, and the value bet is Slowburn, race 8, number 7.
All right, the main meeting in Adelaide over the long weekend is, of course, Adelaide Cup Day on a Monday, but they're racing on the Parks track on Saturday. Carl, tell us about your best and value bets there.
The value bet, I can tell you, is Mash here, race 6, number 5, who I thought was quite unlucky on debut. It was in a 4-horse field, leaders back, they went slow, was pulling overtime, and didn't get clear running until the final 200 metres. And by that stage, the race was effectively decided. So third in the field of 4 might not read well on paper, but certainly was trialling well before then to suggest it can do better. Best bet is Afraid, race 7, number 7, who's also entered for Monday's meeting. So again, check where it's lined up. Afraid didn't have all that much luck last time, but the lead-up form was quite good. And it's a juicy price in that 8-horse field on Saturday.
Doombin on Saturday in Brisbane. Track a heavy 9 as we speak, but hopefully drying out. And you're saving the best of the last 2 races, Carl.
Inspire the Citadel had nice form lines. I'm pretty sure this horse was owned by the Redoute Choice people. And it was a good winner 2 starts ago. And Just handles all conditions. The track at Doomben at the moment is seriously rain affected in the heavy range and might stay there. So I just think Inspired the Style on a tricky day with some big fields is probably the safest way to go due to that versatility. And in the last race, Smooth Console is the value selection. Just thought came up pretty overs in an open last race that might be decimated by scratchings. Draws together lovely run in behind them. And has performed well in similar company of late. So I think she can, can run the race at odds.
All right, at Ascot on Saturday, the main action between 5:45 and 7:30 Eastern Daylight Time, because race three sees BJ Ryan's value bet for the day. That is number 11, One Short, at about $9. Race four is the Cyril Flower Stakes, listed. BJ likes number one, Battle Hero, who is fairly short in the betting at around 250. Race five sees BJ's best bet. Western Temple says he should be just winning with Willie Pike aboard from Barrier 11, Western Temple, race five, number three. And the other stakes race is race six, the Lex Piper Stakes for three-year-old Colson Geldings over 1,600. And BJ's selection there is number five, Arctic Stream. Blotted the copybook first up, first defeat, but did run second. No disgrace, lost no admirers, bounced back second up. Ellerslie, we see two group ones on Saturday. Three.
Yep, three.
Oh, three, the system of stakes.
The diamond stakes, the two-year-old race.
Ah, yes, and then we've got the Wait for Age New Zealand stakes. And the Auckland Cup as well for the 2 mile stayers. What do you got?
Best bet is Lizzie Lamore in the New Zealand Stakes, the Group 1 weight for age race over 2,000 metres. She was a last start winner, pretty much under identical circumstances in the Herbie Dyke, and looks awfully hard to beat once again at her odds on quote. Value selection comes up in the Auckland Cup, the Group 1 over the 2 miles. That's Charles Road, the Avondale Guineas runner-up from last season behind Ginger Nuts, who was a recent winner of the City of Auckland Cup over 2,400, who wasn't that far away last time in finishing fourth as beaten favourite. Main dangers for mine are 6 Magic Chai, 3 5 to Midnight, and 7 Araldo Jr. And just touching on that two-year-old Group 1, we see the two Tiakau horses fight that one out. Probably Sword of Osman, who absolutely bolted in last time, and Avantage, the Crack a Million unbeaten horse. So they're the two, they'll lock horns in that one. And the only other two I'll mention is race 7, number 5, Break My Stride, a good betting proposition over the mile, and race 10, number 4, Gundown, who didn't have all that much luck last time. Those two horses are both from the Baker Forsman yard, and I think they'll be winning.
All right, as I mentioned, Sunday, plenty of great racing. It's a Chuka Cup day, but the main racing around Australia is in the national capital for Canberra Cup, Canberra Guineas, and Black Opal Day. Carl, what have you got for us there?
Quafila, I think, will win the Black Opal. She was always earmarked to potentially run in the size, but they're splitting up the Shadwell fillies, and this option might just suit her. The big open spaces at Canberra, and also the Black Opal might be decimated with scratchings because there's several dual acceptors. Of course, Lindsay Park, I think, had the runner-up in this race last year. Noah Hibb might have been one of those Shadwell horses. So it's a tried and true formula. We've seen Criterion, of course, win the race and go on with it. No, I just think she's the one to beat. She'll get back and hit the line hard. Canberra Cup, I've gone with Imperial Avatar. Blinkers back on. I just reckon that might take this race by the scruff of the neck. And, you know, Canberra Cup sometimes can play the one paces. I've left Imperial Avatar out of my top four in Sydney on Saturday, but just half preempting a leader bias and maybe an uncontested lead. I think he's a great betting chance at that price, and the best bet is in the last, race 8, number 4, Conquest, who is first up from a spell after being gelded. Recent trial won easily on heavy ground, and might just be the way to blow a buyout in that last race.
Alrighty, Chuka Cup is race 7 at Chuka on Sunday, and the selection from Paul Richards, also his value bet for the day, is number 9, Mr. Individual for Leon and Troy Corstens. Third up over the 1400, reunited with Ben Thompson, has had a lot of success on him at around about $7. Race 7, number 9. Moving across to Monday, and Morfordville is the main action. highlighted by the UBet Adelaide Cup, where conveniently enough, Carl, we find your value bet. That's race 7, group 2, 3200, 400,000.
Yeah, Raindrops on Roses, number 15, Hayes horse. It's been ridden by Jamie Carr, 25-1 chance. Last start winner at Mooney Valley over the 2500, where she beat Diamond Grace, who was a favourite for that event, and they meet again on the weekend. Raindrops and Roses has a wonderful pedigree to get the 2 miles, closely related to Let's Elope, and I just think she's a late blossoming mare who gets in reasonably well at the weights. Jamie Carr came second on Tunes at about 100-1 in this race a couple of years ago, so she's capable over the 2 miles and riding a patient race, and that's the way Raindrops and Roses will thrive under those circumstances, with a patient ride. So got her ahead of 2 Master of Arts, the runner-up from the Lord Rome's last Saturday. Ormido and then Fanatic, they both finished behind Aloft in that farcically run Roy Higgins quality, and Ormido meets Fanatic much better at the weights.
All right, that wraps up a huge long weekend of racing around Australasia, and leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. We've got the form for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we've got a full form guide for Adelaide Cup Day on Monday, as well as fields for other venues. Not Ballarat, of course, because it does not accept until Friday. A winning post printed on Thursday afternoon. And finally, our best $20 bet of the weekend. I think I've got another 10 each way on either Bring Me Roses or I'm Wesley last week, so either way.
I think it was I'm Wesley, so you
go just about double your money. Yeah. And I might go again each way. Race 8, number 11 at Flemington on Saturday, single gaze.
And that's a safe bet. And I'll go race 9, number 14, Morphville on Monday, Tatoosh.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.